Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A hero's farewell is underway in Wayne County. We're live for the funeral of Sergeant Matthew Fishman.
And it is hot and humid out there. We're seeing dew points in the mid-70s. Coming up, I'm going to show you why that will make it feel like the triple digits.
And breaking news in the world of tennis. One of the most decorated tennis stars is saying goodbye to the sport that she loves on her terms. Why Serena Williams is walking off the court and when. Right now, family and friends are remembering a Wayne County Sheriff's deputy killed in the line of duty. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for joining us. We do have a live look at that funeral for Sergeant Matthew Fishman inside the University of Mount Olive's Carnegie Arena. And Sky 5 is flying outside over that route of a procession that will follow Sergeant Fishman's final resting place in Dudley.
WRAL's Matt Tallhelm is live with a look at how the deputy is being remembered today. Matt.
Yeah, Renee, you can see the flag out here hung up between two fighting units here, two fire trucks. This is outside Wayne Memorial Park here. We are about 9 miles north of that funeral service that's happening in Mount Olive. The Wayne County Sheriff Larry Pierce just finished closing comments there, and we do expect that procession to begin. We expect a lengthy procession that will make its way here up the Highway 117 to the Memorial Park here. This is where Sergeant Fishman will be laid to rest. That lengthy procession we expect to include law enforcement from all across the state. Sergeant Fishman's father shared memories of his son with hundreds of people gathered inside the arena at Mount Olive University for the funeral service. Dave Fishman described his 38-year-old son as a compassionate soul. He says his son was a man of faith and loved his wife and two children. They are ages 10 and 14. He says his son didn't give up, and that persistence is what got him onto the police force in Mount Olive before joining the sheriff's office. That job is what took Sergeant Fishman's life. He died a week ago after being shot while serving an involuntary commitment order at a home here in Dudley.
Matthew did what he did because he genuinely cares for others. He is passionate about his job, being a Wayne County Sheriff's Deputy. He is passionate about his family. He is passionate about his faith. Matthew loves his family. Blood and blue.
And Sky 5 is flying over that procession about to get underway from Mount Olive there up here again about 9 miles to Dudley. Fishman's father thanked law enforcement and the community for their support and prayers. And you can even see some of the folks gathered, law enforcement, firefighters, people that are out here from the community as well. We talked to several people who brought signs out here. They're all staying in their cars right now in the air conditioning while they can. It is hot out here, but as soon as that procession makes its way here, they are going to come out here with their signs to honor the man that many of them just knew in passing, and they all described his big smile. We actually talked to some of his friends from a bingo hall where he worked security a couple nights a week, and they say that he was such a nice man. They could not believe what was happening to him here. But again, you can see a lot of the state highway patrol out here. They are ready for this procession to make its way here to the memorial service for the final resting place for Sergeant Matthew Fishman. We'll be here and bring you updates throughout this newscast.
So many stories and so many heavy hearts in that community as they pay tribute to that hero. Matt Tallhelm, live in Wayne County.
A lot of folks will be out there paying their respects in that heat that is sticking around for another day. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood in the WRL Severe Weather Center. How hot it'll feel and when we could get some relief, Peter.
Jeff, we're starting to see those cumulus clouds build this afternoon. We're seeing some golfers out there and we're seeing feels like temperatures in the triple digits. Already feeling like 102 degrees in Raleigh and Durham and Southern Pines, feeling like 100 degrees. And we're seeing a feels like temperature of 102 in Clinton right right now. So it's hot, no doubt about it, outside. Feels like temperatures will continue to climb today, getting to a feels like temperature of 104 with a high temperature of 95 degrees. Even this evening, those temperatures will be in the lower 90s, feeling like the upper 90s at times. We are tracking clouds to continue to build for this afternoon with the heating of the day. A few isolated showers and thunderstorms will be possible as well. The stagnant air mass will limit storm development. We're just looking at a 20% chance for today. Once we lose daytime heating, notice into the evening, drier conditions will be moving in. It's going to be a quiet night with dry conditions around. But we have better storm chances on the way for Wednesday and Thursday. A 40% chance Wednesday, a 60% chance on Thursday. Coming up, I'm going to show you the system that will bring better storm chances into our area. I'll also break down the cool down that will follow this system.
Pita, thanks. Breaking news, Serena Williams is walking away from tennis. The 23-time Grand Slam champion has been the face of tennis since winning her first U.S. Open in 1999. She says she will retire after the U.S. Open this year, which begins this month. In the September issue of Vogue, she says it's the hardest thing she's ever had to do, but she's ready for what's next. Williams and her husband, Alexis Ohanian, are parents to Olympia, who turns 5 this month. She says they would like to expand their family.
Shocking news today. There's a major bipartisan bill that is now law. President Biden signed the CHIPS and Science Act this morning. WRL's Brian Schrader tells us what it could mean for our economy in North Carolina. Here, Brian.
Jeff, President Biden signed the bill in the Rose Garden this morning. It is a big $280 billion bipartisan effort to boost high-tech manufacturing here in the United States. It creates incentives to invest in the American semiconductor industry, trying to ease our reliance on overseas supply chains for critical items like computer chips. Just today, Micron announced a $40 billion plan to boost domestic manufacturing of memory chips, and Qualcomm announced a big expansion to a plant in upstate New York. President Biden said it was time to strengthen America's hand in making these crucial computer chips.
But decades from now, people are going to look back at this week with all we've passed and all we've moved on, that we met the moment at this inflection point in history.
So what could it mean for jobs here in North Carolina? Well, Durham-based Wolfspeed CEO Greg Lowe was a guest at the White House ceremony this morning. That company is considering a major expansion, and some say that could come in Chatham County. The North Carolina Economic Development Committee is meeting today to talk about its efforts to land some of these new development deals, and we're covering that meeting for any updates. Look for our updates later today here on WRL News, Jeff.
Brian, thank you for that update.
Companies in and across the triangle are hoping to fill hundreds of positions. Today, Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin visited a McDonald's hosting a hiring day event. WRL's Naya Harden tells us how the company is trying to make it simple for new applicants.
In the Raleigh-Durham area, McDonald's is looking to fill more than 800 positions, and they're keeping it simple when it comes to applying. All you have to do is go inside.
On this side, this is where we serve the orders and also mobile orders and, you know, deliveries is on all on here.
Nikita Jones started working at McDonald's in March. She wanted her first job to be at her favorite restaurant, McDonald's. She says the hiring process these days is simple.
I honestly just came here on a regular day and I met Ms. Shayla first. So I kind of went up to her. She got me in for an interview in less than a few days. And the interview went great, so they got me into orientation.
McDonald's is looking to fill all positions, from cashiers to managers. They'll also discuss their educational benefits and pay. Mayor Baldwin attended today's event to encourage people to apply.
This is a great opportunity, and I'm excited to spread the word. If more Raleigh residents take advantage of this, they can be all they can be, too.
If you can't make it out to a McDonald's, you can always text to apply. We've posted that information for you on the WRL News app. Naya Harden, WRL News, Raleigh.
The U.S. Postal Service is also working to attract new applicants today. There's a hiring event at the post office on South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. And in Cumberland County, the school system is offering a $2,000 signing bonus to new teachers and other instructional staff. The district says it needs various teachers, before and after school staff, nutrition staff, and instructional assistants the most.
President Biden signing that CHIPS and Science Act has had a bit of an effect on the stock market, not so much in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which you see right here. Spent a little time in positive territory, down 15 right now. S&P 500 down 15 as well, with the NASDAQ heavily affected by it, down 166 points this noon. A week after an entire police force turned in their badges, town leaders in Kenley are moving forward, forming a committee aimed at finding and hiring a new police chief. Mayor Tui Hales shared this update following last night's council meeting, packed with dozens of people from the town. Former police chief, four police officers, and two town administrators announced their resignations, citing a toxic work environment created by the newly hired town manager. Meantime, two deputies from the Johnston County Sheriff's Office are now patrolling the town of about 2,000 people.
County has graciously offered to help us in the hiring of a new police chief. So we're going to put that committee together. That'll be step one, is hire a police chief and then rebuild our force.
Meantime, the independent investigation continues into those allegations of a toxic work environment.
Turning now to Durham, where the sheriff is shining a new light on evictions today. It's all part of Durham County Sheriff Clarence Burkhead's Sheriff Speaks series. Tonight's discussion is set for 5:30 p.m. at the East Regional Library. Bull City United will have a permanent home. The organization will take over the former Boys and Girls Club property over on Pettigrew Street. In a meeting last night, Durham County Commissioners approved the $6 million purchase. The program aims to connect with people engaged in violence and show them a better way.
Well, just a few more days until the Carolina Panthers kick off the 2022 preseason. You can watch the quarterback battle play out on Saturday with that 1 o'clock game. But Thursday, the Carolina Panthers Fan Fest. You know, when they play on the field, we'll likely see Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold in action during that scrimmage. The Carolina Panthers Fan Fest is 7 o'clock on WREL Thursday night, your official Carolina Panthers station. Next at noon, stealth mode privacy for WhatsApp. The new options the service is offering for what it calls online presence control.
Also, four teenagers, stop sticks, stolen property. A wild scene on a Minnesota highway. See how it ended.
Plus, short on teachers in North Carolina, how education leaders plan to combat the problem, and why current teachers say that plan will only make it worse.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
Now to a new announcement from Snapchat. This morning, the social media company unveiled new parental tools. NBC's Kate Snow reports on Snapchat announcing these new policies and what parents need to know.
For millions of teens, Snapchat is the way they communicate with a group of friends. This morning, the company's giving parents a window into that world.
We have a responsibility to make sure teens are safe and healthy on Snapchat.
Nona Farinik Yadigar is the director of platform policy and social impact at Snapchat. Starting today, parents and teens between 13 and 18 can opt in to what they call the family center.
Both the parent and the teen have to opt into this, right?
Yeah, the parent immediately gets access to the teen's friends list, the people the teen has communicated with over the last 7 days, and new friends that the teen has made as well.
Parents will see the screen names of who their kids are friends with, but not what they're saying to each other. Farinik Yadigar says it's meant to be like real life.
If your teen has friends over in the basement to play video games, you should know who they're down there playing video games with, but you wouldn't be, you know, sitting in the room listening to their conversation. And so we really wanted to balance, you know, parental insight into their teen's life while really preserving autonomy and privacy for the teen themselves.
I could imagine some parents saying, well, you're actually giving my teen too much privacy. You're weighing their privacy more than my parental need to see what they're doing.
I would disagree with the notion that we're really tilting in one way or the other. And I think what we're really trying to do is bring a real world sensibility into online life.
Here you're able to report.
If a parent has concerns about someone their teen is connected to, they can report the account, and Snapchat says it will respond quickly. Snapchat says they've been developing these new tools for more than a year, consulting with parents and safety groups like Protect Young Eyes. Chris McKenna is the founder and dad of four.
What's the headline for you in these new parental tools on Snapchat?
The headline goes like this: great job, It's about time, and there's more to do.
That was Kate Snow reporting. WhatsApp is also adding new privacy options, including screenshot blocking and a stealth mode. WhatsApp will introduce an option for people to privately use the app without being visibly online, something it calls online presence control. The feature will roll out to everyone this month. The company says the update will come to both its desktop and mobile app offerings.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, as we shared with you at the top of the broadcast, a funeral for Wayne County Deputy Matthew Fishman. You can see right now Sky 5 hovering over the University of Mount Olive. You can see a lot of the parishioners leaving the service right now. They will be part of a procession that's about 9 miles away to Dudley, where Officer Fishman will be laid to rest. His final resting place, of course, he was one of three officers wounded and shot and killed in the line of duty. The other two officers were wounded and are recovered. But Sergeant Fishman died from his injuries, and this is his funeral. So many people, so many law enforcement officers and the community coming out to pay their final respects. We will continue to monitor this funeral and procession here in the WREL Live Center.
Ken, thanks for that update. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a carport to collapse onto several cars in a parking lot in Orange, New Jersey. Several drivers were shocked when they walked over to the parking area and found police and the fire department on that scene. Crews worked hard to take down and take apart some of that structure so that the owners could look at the damage to their vehicles. No one was injured. Police in St. Paul, Minnesota arrested four teenagers after a wild scene on the interstate there. Watch this. Minnesota Department of Transportation traffic cameras show the car hit the center concrete median there twice before coming to a stop. And then that's when three girls and one boy run away from that crash. All four teenagers were quickly arrested and face auto theft, fleeing police, and possession of stolen property charges. Two of the girls were treated at the hospital for minor injuries.
Clear the Shelters, NBC's annual pet adoption campaign, continues all month long. Each day, WREL highlights a participating shelter in our area. Today's shelter of the day is the SPCA of Wake County, located in Garner. One of their furry friends looking for a forever home is Ekru. She's 3 years old. Ekru loves running around the yard, as you can see here, as well as trying to catch bugs. You can find more information about Ekru by visiting WakeSPCA.org. You can also find the entire list of shelters for this year's Clear the Shelters campaign by going to WREL.com and searching shelters.
A sunny day outside, as you can see behind us here, some of the clouds will give you a little bit of shade, and that'll be important. Peter Shearwood in the WRL Severe Weather Center will want to find some of that shade today.
Absolutely. That shade will help it feel a little bit better, although our feels like temperatures are going to make it into the triple digits today. It's going to be a scorcher out there. Make sure you're staying hydrated and, of course, taking breaks from the heat. We are going to see a cold front that's going to move through on Wednesday and Thursday. It's going to bring some showers and thunderstorms, and we'll continue to monitor the severe threat with it, because on Thursday we could potentially see some stronger storms develop. The severe threat is on the lower end, but with that forcing mechanism, we could potentially see some of those turn severe, and less humid conditions will be moving in just in time for the weekend. Dew points will be in the 60s as well as the 50s. Soon going to feel really great outside. But for this afternoon, it's hot, it's humid. We have winds out of the south and west building in for today. Those clouds are developing as well. But we're really watching this cold front that's moving across the Midwest. It's bringing some showers and thunderstorms with it across Illinois into Ohio. It's a slow mover, and it will arrive as we head into Wednesday, especially on Thursday. So going throughout the day, clouds are building out there. We will see a few isolated showers and thunderstorms pop with the heating of the day. Once we head into tonight, we're done. Those storms are going to clear out. The cold front's moving closer and closer to us, and as it does so on Wednesday, a lot of moisture will be streaming in out of the south. We will see the chance for showers and thunderstorms to develop again. This time, we have a better chance of seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area heading into the afternoon and evening. By the time we lose daytime heating, our storm chances will try to come down, but with that cold front moving through, I won't be surprised if we get some of those showers to linger into the early morning hours on Thursday. Thursday. Thursday, the front will be rolling through, and I think there's a better chance of showers and thunderstorms confined across our south and eastern counties. And with the front moving through, some of those thunderstorms could grow tall, and some of them could produce some gusty winds. We will likely see drier conditions move in on Friday. Now, here's a look at the tropics. We're tracking a tropical wave. Now, there is a 30% chance of development within the next 5 days. Earlier this morning, we were telling you there was a 40% chance of development. That probability is coming down, and it's likely to move towards the west over the next several days into the open waters. Now, the reason why we're expecting that probability to come down is because of that drier air that's in the mid to upper levels of the atmosphere that could limit storm development. Otherwise, it's hot today, and we have a better chance of seeing showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and Thursday. Highs in the 90s will soon come to an end this week. Coming up, I'm going to break down the humidity. I'm going to show you guys how temperatures in the 80s will actually feel as we head into the weekend.
I'm going to say it's going to feel a lot better than what it's feeling like now. Yes. That's just a gut feeling. Yes. Coming up on tonight on WRL Evening News, the future of Wheels Fun Park remains in limbo after it was converted into a COVID-19 vaccination center. Now the city wants to hear from you. Durham reporter Sarah Kruger is looking into the options.
And later at 6, 1,200 Fort Bragg soldiers are being relocated after it was discovered their barracks, built in the 1970s, are not up to modern standards. Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays has more on what led to the changes. After 2 years of delays, Boeing is positioned to resume deliveries of its 787 Dreamliner when the new planes will be shipped to their new locations.
Plus, Toyota is buying back some of its electronic vehicles, the serious issue that prompted the company to take action. A mix of sun and clouds over downtown Raleigh as the temperatures rise, as well as the humidity. It's going to feel like triple digits this afternoon, so find some shade. Deliveries of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner jet are set to resume as soon as tomorrow. Federal aviation regulators say Boeing has made the changes needed to meet certification standards. American Airlines will be the first to receive the new 787 models. Boeing has only delivered a handful of the planes since the fall of 2020 after a series of product defects were discovered. The FAA says it will inspect each plane before delivering an airworthiness certificate. Toyota is offering to buy back its electric SUV because, get this, its wheels could fall off. Toyota issued a recall for the bZ4X model last month. It says the wheels could fall off after just a short time on the road. Toyota urged owners to stop driving this SUV last month so that they could figure out what was causing the problem. They still haven't identified the reason, so now it's just offering to buy the vehicles back. About 260 owners are affected by this problem.
A new study ranks the capital city of Raleigh the best in the country to launch an online business. CenturyLink.com considered a variety of criteria, ranging from taxes to quality of life, internet access, and business environment. A recent report from the state treasurer's office said the launching of new businesses in North Carolina is setting a rapid pace. Charlotte was ranked number 2. iPhone users could soon see the battery percentage on the home screen again. Apple released the 5th beta version of its iOS 16 operating system. The company is considering bringing back the battery percentage to the status bar. The icon was dropped when the iPhone X was released in 2017.
The State Board of Education says it has a plan to hire more teachers, but a group that represents some teachers says it might make matters worse. We'll explain.
Plus, more fallout from the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's home in Florida. Why some lawmakers are calling the move unprecedented. And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Our new news continues here now in the WRL Live Center. We want to take you to these live pictures of the procession for Wayne County Deputy Surgeon Matthew Fishman. The service at the University of Mount Olive just wrapped up. You can see the hundreds of cars now, right now, lining up for this procession that will take them from the University of Mount Olive and drive 9 miles to Dudley, where Officer Fishman will be laid to rest at Wayne Memorial Park in Dudley. This procession follows a service that happened at the University of Mount Olive a short time ago, and this procession will stretch for miles on end. There are hundreds of cars, most of which are law enforcement officers, the fire department, first responders from all over the state coming to pay their respects. You can see as Sky 5 zooms in right now, you can see a number of fire trucks are in this procession right now. A number of personal vehicles and family and friends will also be in this procession that will take Deputy Sergeant Fishman to his final resting place. He is 38 years old. He was a husband. He was a father to children ages 10 and 14. During that service, he was remembered as a kind, loving man, a hardworking sheriff's deputy who was just doing his job on that day last Monday when he and two other officers went to a home to serve a warrant when he was shot. All three officers were shot for that matter, but Sergeant Fishman succumbed to his injuries and passed away. Again, if you're just joining us, you're looking at the procession for Wayne County Deputy Sergeant Matthew Fishman. He will be laid to rest in Dudley at the Wayne Memorial Park. We'll continue to watch this procession here in the WREL Live Center.
And his dad, a pastor, eulogizing his own son. What a tribute this has turned out to be. State education leaders are backing a new plan to shake up how North Carolina teachers are paid. They say it'll help ease the teacher shortages facing the state, but the state's largest teachers group says it'll just make the problem worse. WRL Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie is live at the State Education Building where that group held a news conference this morning. Laura?
Jeff, State Superintendent of Schools Catherine Truitt and the State Board of Education Chairman Eric Davis are both supporting a plan that would change how teachers are licensed and paid in North Carolina. They say this change would increase teacher pay and it would result in more growth opportunities for teachers. However, it would also make teachers' jobs contingent on test scores and other evaluations of their effectiveness, including student surveys. Teachers could find themselves losing their licenses or not getting raises, depending on how their students do on standardized testing. Teacher Brian Proffitt is vice president of the North Carolina Association of Educators. He says making teachers' careers subject to student test scores will make teaching to the test much worse than it already is. And he predicts it will discourage teachers from working with the communities of students who need the most help from the most experienced teachers.
So what's going to happen is we are ensuring that kids with disabilities, that poor students, that communities of color are the places where our teachers want to go the least because they know that they will be constantly scrutinized by test scores that they don't actually have any control over.
Proffitt and other teachers and parents all this morning delivered all the same message that there's no need to reinvent the system. They say we already know how to get and keep high quality teachers through good training, good support and good pay that rewards experience. They're calling on state leaders to reinvest in those areas instead. Now that new teacher licensing and pay system is still in the development stages, so it could undergo plenty of changes yet before the fall. That's when the State Board of Education is expected to review it and decide whether to recommend it to the legislature for action next year. Jeff?
Important topics there. Laura Leslie, live for us this noon. Laura, thank you.
The Uvalde School District is releasing a security plan for the new year in the wake of the deadly shooting at Robb Elementary. Officials say they plan to have at least one school counselor at each school in the district and possibly two at the high school. Comfort dogs will also be available for the first few weeks of school at each campus. In addition to those elements, nearly 500 cameras have been ordered and at least 33 Texas troopers will be placed on the Uvalde school campuses. Some parents say that's still not enough.
I told my son that we're going to have extra cops there, you know? And he said, but who cares about the cops? They're not going to do anything anyway. They're not going to go in anyway. That's the children speaking to y'all. And I would expect somebody to try to change that perception.
The board also discussed the termination of Uvalde Police Chief Pete Arredondo. The superintendent says the district has offered Arredondo several dates for a termination hearing, and they're still waiting to hear back.
We're learning more about the stunning developments surrounding former President Donald Trump after the FBI carried out a search warrant at his home in Palm Beach, Florida. NBC's Kerry Sanders reports that search was about missing documents reportedly from the White House. And it comes as the investigation into Trump's role in the January 6th attack is widening.
A senior official tells NBC News that the FBI spent much of Monday here at Mar-a-Lago. Another official telling NBC News that they were looking for classified documents that were brought here after Mr. Trump left office.
Mr. Trump, can we get your reaction to the raid, sir?
In a statement issued just before 7 o'clock Monday night, Mr. Trump said Mar-a-Lago was under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Claiming it was unannounced and portraying himself as the victim of political persecution, adding, they even broke into my safe. According to a source familiar with the search, it was related to classified information the former president allegedly took with him to Mar-a-Lago after leaving the White House. In February, the National Archives announced that classified material was discovered in 15 boxes of White House records stored at the estate, referring the matter to the Justice Department. Republicans overnight criticizing the search, Senator Lindsey Graham writing, "Launching such an investigation of a former president this close to an election is beyond problematic." The Justice Department is also pursuing a separate investigation into January 6th. Last month, Attorney General Merrick Garland telling Lester Holt that an election would not affect their efforts.
So if Donald Trump were to become a candidate for president again, that would not change your schedule or how you move forward or don't move forward?
Say again that we will hold accountable anyone who is criminally responsible for attempting to interfere with the transfer, legitimate, lawful transfer of power from one administration to the next.
A lawyer for Mr. Trump says that she was here and present during the search and that they are cooperating with the FBI and the Department of Justice.
That's Kerry Sanders reporting. A White House official said it was not notified about the search. A senior administration official says President Joe Biden was not aware of the search of Mar-a-Lago until after it was reported on the news. Still to come this noon, a new diet that promises to not feel like a diet. Why going with what your body tells you to eat can help you reach your health goals.
And another reason to eat more salmon. What new research says about its effects on your blood pressure. If you see news happening or you'd like to share a story idea with us, click report it in the WRAL News app. Welcome back. We want you to soak in this beautiful live view of Beaufort. It is 87 degrees there right now. Yeah, that sounds nice, but you factor in the humidity, feels more like 98 degrees. You're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. I'd still go to the coast anyway. With so many diets out there these days, it is easy to get overwhelmed, but it doesn't have to be that way. Some doctors say the key could be what's called intuitive eating, which is different from traditional dieting. When it comes to traditional dieting, an individual is given a set of rules to follow to lose weight. Whereas with intuitive eating, you learn to listen to what your body needs. There are also no foods considered off limits.
It's about learning how to listen to your body, how to honor your hunger, and deciding what to eat. And this is such a tricky task. Of the patients that I work with, the number one thing that people come in saying to me is, I don't know what to eat.
Intuitive eating is an approach everyone can use, but you should talk with your doctor first if you have certain medical issues like diabetes or high blood pressure.
A new study shows eating salmon can help lower blood pressure. Researchers in China say eating 3 grams of omega-3 a day is beneficial to moderating blood pressure. Omega-3 fatty acids are present in fatty fish like salmon and sardines. Scientists found high blood pressure was lowered among those who consumed 2 to 3 grams of omega-3 fatty acids per day. A new invention could make it easier for millions of people with diabetes around the world. The GlucoClip is a new device that could replace traditional finger pricking and other invasive blood tests. Five Egyptian students developed a device which uses near-infrared technology and connects to an app on your phone, making monitoring blood glucose levels easier. The students plan to continue testing to increase accuracy before it hits the market.
Let the voting begin. Tonight, America's Got Talent enters a new phase, and in the end, there can only be $1 million winner, Jeff.
That's right. We're going to watch. The heat wave crisscrossing the nation is not just affecting people. It's also taking its toll on nature. The scientific explanation for this exploding tree a bit later. America's Got Talent moves into its next phase tonight with the start of its live shows.
Spots in next month's finale will be on the line as the competition continues. Mark Berger talked to one of the show's judges, Howie Mandel, for a preview.
Usually by the time AGT's live shows start, Howie Mandel has a pretty good hunch who will wind up winning. But this season, it's a tougher call.
In my mind, there are six different acts that are worthy and could possibly win.
Part of that's because everyone's only performed once so far. The Golden Buzzer acts obviously made an early impact, but they face the challenge of topping themselves and doing it live.
And I think each and every one of these people and acts has a hope and has a dream. So when you talk about pressure, there isn't even a word to describe what they must be feeling.
11 acts will perform each of the next 5 weeks on the same Pasadena stage where they auditioned. But just two acts will advance each week to next month's finals. And America will choose them all.
Anytime I can hand off the responsibility of somebody else saying no, I'm thrilled.
And he's hoping there's more thrills to come starting tonight.
There's only one act, $1 million that will go on and perform in Vegas. And America, this is going to be your toughest year yet.
The performers will be aiming to make that choice as tough as possible. Mark Barker, NBC News.
All kinds of talent. And right after America's Got Talent, you can catch the new quiz show Password with hosts Kiki Palmer and Jimmy Fallon. Contestants will be paired with celebrity guests to compete for prizes of up to $25,000. That premieres tonight on WREL at 10 p.m.
And right after that, a tree explodes. Well, no, this happened, though. Experts believe that a tree that happened to be more than 200 years old in Oregon, Portland area, recently experienced its longest heat wave on record there. High temperatures hit triple digits for a week straight. And experts say that can cause the gas to build up inside trees, which can lead to a sudden explosion, especially in big, heavy trees. Scientists say we can expect to see more of this in the future.
Is that nature's way of saying it is just too hot, right?
Yeah, it's time.
Hope we don't have any exploding trees out there. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WREL Severe Weather Center. But people are getting kind of tired of this.
Right. You know, you think by now we're in August. We're used to the humidity and the fact that we're in North Carolina. We should be good to go. But it's uncomfortable outside. We're seeing dew points in the lower 70s. We have a tropical feel going on this afternoon. It feels very soupy outside. It feels like a sauna. We have several more days with dew points in the 70s before we see those numbers back off into the 60s and the 50s. Just wait until the weekend. It's soon going to feel oh so great out there with dew points heading into the comfortable category. So we have a lot of tropical moisture in place. Look at that moisture in the atmosphere outlined by green. Before the cold front arrives, we will continue to get all that moisture to build in. Look at the cold front moving in late Wednesday, especially Thursday, and behind it, we are going to see a big drop in those dew points. Drier air will be filtering in, and it's just in time for the weekend. So we have feels like temperatures in the triple digits today. We'll see that tomorrow as well. Highs will be in the 90s, but as the dew points drop into the 60s and the 50s, we are going to notice a much comfortable feel outside. So remember, whenever we have that high moisture content in the atmosphere, your body is sweating. It's trying to cool itself off, but it actually feels hotter, but once that moisture content backs off, 86 degrees on Saturday will actually feel like 85. It's soon going to be a much welcomed relief. Out the door right now, we're starting to see those cumulus clouds build in. It's hot as well. 95 degrees in Apex. I just went for a brief little walk outside before the newscast, and I'm telling you guys, the humidity is on. 91 in Goldsboro, but once you factor in the humidity, it feels like 102 degrees in Raleigh and Durham, feeling like 97 degrees in Goldsboro. To the south across the Sandhills, we're seeing feels like temperatures in the triple digits. Southern Pines feeling like 100 and feeling like 102 degrees in Clinton. So all of us are dealing with that for today. Again, into the afternoon, the stagnant air mass that we have in place will limit storm chances into the afternoon. Still thinking that a few isolated showers and thunderstorms could develop today and continue into the early evening hours before drier conditions move in tonight. So we're in the 90s for the next 2 days. Showers and thunderstorms picking up Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday, we have a better chance of seeing those showers and thunderstorms across our south and eastern counties before drier conditions and lower humidity moves in for the weekend. Look, I don't have plans right now for Saturday and Sunday, but listen, I'm going to make some because it's going to feel really nice outside.
Yeah, PETA, that forecast is what's getting me through today, let me tell you. If you haven't had a chance to see Top Gun Maverick, go see it. This weekend might be the perfect time. The special event studios are planning for people across the country. You won't regret it.
I'll go again.
Oh, yeah.
A 6'7", 329-pound Duke football player has some serious skill off the field. Turn up the volume for this. Is this some actor in camp? That's Chance Lytle, an offensive lineman. His teammates watching and getting a recording of his performance at training camp. This voice is something special. Lytle transferred from the University of Colorado, where he graduated with a dual degree in music and performance, voice performance, and psychology. He is now pursuing a master's in management studies at Duke. Awesome.
Well, if the football thing doesn't work out, we know what else he can do.
Yeah.
Movie fans can travel back in time this week to see a classic movie from the past. E.T. is returning to some IMAX AMC theaters across the country on Friday to mark, oh my goodness, the 40th anniversary of E.T. The story is about a lost alien and a young boy who helps him find his way home. Paramount is thanking Top Gun fans for making it such a hit and hoping to bring out even more moviegoers. Before screenings this weekend, some theaters will show a behind-the-scenes look at filming aboard the USS Roosevelt. And on Friday, ticket holders will receive a Top Gun Maverick collector's print while supplies last.
So super cool. Our pet of the day is a domestic short-haired cat from the Wake County Animal Shelter. Meet Poppy, a 4-year-old calico, lovely mustard-colored eyes there. She is one of our most playful kitties at the Animal Center, and she loves string and feather toys. She's batted around mice and will even roll one back to you, a ball back to you. She's pretty talented. She's curious, independent. She can patiently sit back and observe the room as well. If you're interested in adopting Poppy, please visit the Wake County Animal Center.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, we want to take you back to these live pictures of the procession for Wayne County Deputy Matthew Fishman. This procession is making its way all the way to Dudley, where Officer Fishman will be laid to rest at Wayne Memorial Park in Dudley. He was 38 years old. He was a husband. He was a father to children 10 and 14 years old. All along the way, we've seen first responders park their cars with their flashing lights and citizens just stopping to pay their last respects to Officer Fishman, who died at the age of 38. In the line of duty.
Ken, thanks. Wrap up this noon following the stories like this. President Biden signed a major bipartisan deal this morning. The CHIPS and Science Act is boosting high-tech manufacturing in the United States. $280 billion incentive will be used to invest in the semiconductor industry. Durham-based Wolfspeed CEO Greg Lowe was a guest at the White House. That company is considering a major expansion, and some say possibly in Chatham County.
Serena Williams is retiring after the U.S. Open this year, which begins this month. In an interview to Vogue, she said it's the hardest thing she's ever had to do, but she is ready for what's next. Williams and her husband would like to have another child.
What a way to go out. One more major, can we hope? We will continue to follow those headlines and more when we return at 4 as we give you a live look at the deputy procession there.